Hello, and welcome back to this 21st episode of Guildcast. I'm your host, Sean, and with me once again, as always, she never leaves, Ruby.
I know, it's horrible. Do you guys want me to leave?
No,
I think they should leave comments and tell me to get out.
No. Nobody wants to hear me just talk to myself. I mean, I did that for, what, the first 20 episodes of the regular Guildcast, the first Guildcast?
Aw, and yeah. It was awesome, I'm sure. I wasn't listening at that point, so I don't know.
Actually, I did it for most of the original Guildcast. But I like having, you know, someone here to banter with and, you know, go back and forth. It's funny because a lot of people, you know, when I did the original Guildcast, a lot of people made comments and said, you know, usually that doesn't work, you know, when you do one person talking to themselves. And I could see that. It was a lot different. But we get a lot of comments now how people love us kind of going back and forth and, you know, me acting dumb. Yeah, that's it. And then you know, telling me the right thing.
I thought you were going to say you actually being dumb.
No.
Oh, I hear that coming.
No. So, what we're doing is we're recording an kind of early episode here. A little bonus episode, and it's Monday. We said we were going to do it during the weekend, but we have very busy weekends. And so, the funny thing is, see, funny thing happened on the way to editing the last episode. Literally, we got done recording, and then I was sat down to edit, and then I read this stuff about Hall of Monuments, and this big, I saw it on Twitter, I think, and I was like, oh, man. So we didn't get to talk about it, because I wasn't even done editing it yet, and that information came out. And that, it's funny, because we actually recorded a little early, because I had some stuff to do on Friday. So I'll never do that again, right?
That'll teach you.
Yeah, that'll teach me.
Actually, what was funny, because over on my end, you know, we finished up. I wrote up the show notes and sent them to you to put in. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna play a little Guild Wars, check in, see what's going on. I logged in, and I guess I logged in literally at the right moment. Because I logged in and downloaded, like, I think it was something like 43, 44 files. It was a very small amount. And I was like, well, that's weird. An update on Friday. I wonder what's going on. Well, I logged in, and I figured, you know, I'll ask the Alliance, because they're usually pretty good about being on top of that. And as I logged in, people in Alliance chat were going, oh, there's an update. Hang on, I'm going to patch. And I was going, well, it must have just happened. So I head over to Guild Wars to look and see what it is. There's nothing up yet. And then I got a message from you. I think you IM'd me, and we're like, yeah. Email from NCSoft.
Yeah.
And it said, what was it, CET? Is that European? Yeah, CET. And it said, at 1700 CET, we're going to release the Hall of Monuments information.
Yeah, it was like 5 p.m. for Eastern. And I remember we were all sitting there trying to figure out what 1700 is. And it took us like 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, it was 3 minutes ago.
It was 3 minutes ago. Yeah, okay. they actually sent us the email. NCSoft sent us the email 2 minutes after it went live.
Yeah.
There was like this giant explosion of activity massively.
Yeah. Well, what's funny too is it was the European
European PR. Time.
Yeah, no, the European PR who sent me that. And it wasn't NCSoft in Seattle, I guess. But yeah, so we get this information and we're like, whoa, you know, we're kind of scrambling. I'm checking out the new Hall of Monuments site and the reward calculator and all that, and I'm putting in my character names, and you know, I'm telling Ruby, hurry up, you know, get this written up, you know, for Mastery.
Yeah, because when we got the information, I was already 3 minutes late. I mean, we're already behind by the time we got it, so,
And then, so I'm checking this out, and I'm putting the names of my characters in, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is really cool. Like, this is way cooler than I imagined. So I'm like, just write something quick to get the information out, you know, right now, and then we're going to just make sure that this is...
Go crazy with this.
Yeah, gone in detail it later, you know. And that's today, right? You had your...
That's today. I've actually got... I'm going to have two big things on this today, and then we're going to play with it the rest of the week. On Massively, not on Guildcast.
Awesome. Yeah, so we're going to talk about this. We're going to kind of go over what it is, explain the highlights of it and everything, and then we're going to cover a few more emails that we didn't get to last time, because we had a lot. So
cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. So let's get into this. So, Hall of Monuments, reward calculator.
Oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing ever.
It really is. It's well, I'll just give kind of a basic overview, and then you can go into more detail. But essentially, what it is, it's a website, and it's hom.guildwars2.com. You go there, and they have the web page is set up. Gorgeous website. You enter in your character name, and it'll show you the rewards for each kind of section of your Hall of Monuments, and it'll tell you how many points you have of what, like 5 of 18 or whatever of 8, and all these different types. And then at the top they have a reward meter that shows you what reward at this point, what reward you could get in Guild Wars 2. Right now, I have on one of my accounts, I have an orange tabby cat, which I think is awesome. You actually click on it, and it shows the picture of the cat. It's kind of a concept art photo. But then you can go through. There's a to-do list. I mean, you can print this list out. You can show each collection, specifics of each collection. You go through. You can share these on your social network of your choice. I mean, it's amazing. It's one of those things where people have been asking, how are they going to tie Guild Wars 1 and Guild Wars 2 together? Because they first talked about in that PC Gamer magazine back in, what, 1834? No, 2007, I think. They talked about the way you can tie the two together, and they said that the achievements you do in the Hall of Monuments in Guild Wars 1 and Eye of the North, of course, you have to have Eye of the North, that will tie directly into Guild Wars 2, and you'll possibly be able to use those weapons that you dedicated to your hall. Well, they changed it after a while. They decided that that's, they're like, well, hold off. That's not exactly what we're going to do, but we have a better system in place. Just hold off. We'll let you know. And then even at PAX, wasn't it Colin that told you about it?
Colin Johansson. Yeah, he said soon.
He said, keep your eyes out. So we're bugging NCSoft. We're like, please, we know that there's something soon coming for Hall of Monuments, and they're like, stay calm. Just in due time, we'll give it to you. So yeah, this is their kind of alternative, the way that they've changed it. And I still think it's great. It's basically it's based on an achievement system of the points you get that you accrue in your Hall of Monuments from Guild Wars 1 and Eye of the North will be go kind of carry over towards certain rewards in Guild Wars 2. You won't be able to use that same weapon, although they do have some pretty cool comparable. I mean, they have fiery dragon swords.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You'd be
But
like Rurik.
yeah, but those reward points will carry over into Guild Wars 2 to act towards rewards in Guild Wars 2. And the other big thing I wanted to mention about this that everybody asks is it continuous? Can you, after Guild Wars 2 comes out, can you still go back and play Guild Wars 1 and build those achievements towards Guild Wars 2? And the answer is yes. And that is very exciting. I really think that this is going to get a lot of people into Guild Wars, get back into Guild Wars, people who are kind of waiting around for Guild Wars 2. I mean, I imagine a huge influx, if not already, very
There
soon.
has been. It's
Yeah.
been so exciting.
That's so awesome. I mean, just it's such a great idea from a player standpoint, from kind of a completionist standpoint, from a business standpoint. I mean, you're getting people to go back and play your original game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's brilliant.
Well, and now that I think people that have not been Guild Wars players, this is a way to get a jump on Guild Wars 2. And I imagine that they are. And you know what? Eye of the North is on sale right now, too.
Yeah, $10.
I imagine people are rushing to snap up these games. Because this, you can't play Guild Wars 2, but here's a way to get a head start.
Yeah, exactly. And it can do nothing but good things, I think, for this game and for the whole. And for Guild Wars 2, both
Oh,
of them.
yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the specifics of this Hall of Monuments before I talk everyone's ear off?
Okay. If you are familiar with the Hall of Monuments, you know you have five monuments in your hall: Devotion, Fellowship, Honor, Resilience, and Valor. There are separate mon there's a monument for your mini pets, one for your heroes and your animal companions, like if you've got a ranger secondary or a ranger main. A monument for titles, a monument for elite armor, and a monument for weapons. Now, I guess in retrospect, we maybe should have seen this coming because it was just last week they added oppressor's weapons to the Hall of Monuments. And I don't know, in retrospect, that seems like kind of a little preview of, hey, keep your eyes open because something else is coming. So you get, I think what was a surprise to a lot of people, you get points, in each of these, like the mini pets. you can have 8 of 8 points, and overall you can have up to 50 points in your Hall of Monuments calculator. And like in your mini pet, monument, you get an extra point for having a rare mini pet, which is a gold, and a unique, which is a green mini pet. So that having some variety in there instead of just 50 white mini pets bumps you up a little bit. And yeah, white are the most common if you're not familiar.
It's funny because I actually, I was looking at my different accounts, and my second account actually has more more points than my first account. And it's for that very reason, I think, you know, the variety. And there was a good amount of time there when I really played my second account more, especially through Eye of the North. So I just wish you could somehow combine them, you know what I mean? It's like
combine your accounts.
Yeah, and I imagine they're going to link. You'll be able to choose which account you link once Guild Wars 2 comes out.
I imagine.
Yeah, I have to decide.
See, I have several accounts, but I've got one that I really, really have played on. You know, that has been my account for the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. So that's where all the attention goes. And I've got 44 points on that account.
Wow.
But here is, and I'm a total completionist, so I'm chasing 50. And I know a lot of people are, but here's what threw me for a loop, and I think it did a lot of people. About, I think maybe a year and a half ago, I thought it would be cool to have nothing but tormented weapons in my Hall of Monuments. I don't know, I thought that would be neat. So I've been chasing that, and I think I have, I'm like looking, I've got 8 right now, because those are, you know, that takes a while to get those things. Mm-hmm. Especially since I got this job. I got this one job, and I don't have as much time to play now. But then this Hall of Monument calculator comes out, and I'm looking at this going, oh, well, I've lost points because I don't have any destroyer or oppressor weapons in my hall. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people are looking at that too. Because destroyer weapons, for example, I know those are kind of a controversial thing. A lot of people either love them or hate them. I don't know. Are you familiar with how they look?
Yeah.
Okay, they're like they're kind of the fiery molten. Mm-hmm. And the skin has never appealed to me. And they're made with diamonds and onyx. Whenever I got diamonds or onyx, I always gave them away to guildmates. Because I was just like, you know what? I have no use for these things. I don't like destroyer weapons. Mm-hmm. Now I'm scrambling.
Now you're like going back to your friends and like, hey, remember that? All that stuff I gave you.
Remember all that stuff I gave you? Does anybody have any diamonds that I could... And everybody's out, because anybody that had any diamonds or onyx made destroyer weapons for their Hall of Monuments. The mm-hmm. Traitor is out.
Wow.
I've been checking the Traitor for two and a half days for diamonds and onyx, and he's completely sold out.
Wow.
He was sold out. He's sold out of so much stuff. Just so, because everybody's trying to catch up.
So essentially, you are being penalized for not having enough variety, right? I mean, if you, like you were telling me actually before, you know, if you're one of those people who are going for a theme in your hall, then you're actually being penalized.
You're kind of screwed right now.
Yeah.
I can't, now actually, I did manage to scrounge among my guildmates and come up with the right amount of materials, but that is because I'm very lucky in the guild that I am in. I'm in a guild that has 95 members. Most of them are active, and the past 3 days have been amazing because everybody who's active is literally passing stuff back and forth, giving things away, and sharing what they don't need. But that is pure luck on my part. That's the only reason I'm getting so much of what I'm getting. If you are not in a huge guild like that, if you're a solo player or if you're in a small guild and you've been going for a theme, you're going to have to sit back and wait because you're just out of luck right now, and I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Hmm. Well, I can see why they would want you to do that. You know, they want you to kind of go for more of the game, but at the same time, themes, I'm a big fan of themes.
Yeah,
especially when it comes to, you know, decorating your guild hall, or I mean your Hall of Monuments. Mm-hmm. So I think that's... maybe it's something they didn't think about, you know what I mean? I don't know.
It may be a mixed thing. There are a couple of little things I don't like about the calculator, and I guess I should not completely fangirl out, and I should address those. Mm-hmm. If you look at, I don't actually know if you have the calculator open right now.
Yep, I do.
Okay, look at the mini-pet calculator. look at unobtained items, there's no list. You can't see what you still need. There are 111 mini pets in Guild Wars. So the only thing, I mean, this unobtained items over on the right is completely useless for keeping track. If somebody asks, and this is something that I bumped into again and again and again over the weekend, one person in our guild that has been inactive for a while, she logged on and she said, I have two characters. Their inventory is completely full of undedicated mini pets. I already have 50 minis in my hall. I'm giving these away to you guys. What does everybody need? You have to either go to your Hall of Monuments, call up the pop-up window and squint at it for 15 minutes, or you have to sit down and like make an Excel spreadsheet. Because mini pets are probably, I think those are the hardest things to keep track of in game at this for this purpose.
Well, maybe that's why they don't have it in yet. I mean, maybe they're going to. Maybe, you know.
That surprises me, because ArenaNet, you know, we've gone on and on about how they don't release something until it is done and ready to go.
Yeah.
So this is, I don't know, that struck me as unusual, and it has been a giant pain in the butt for the past few days. So, now the rest of them, I mean, the rest of them are great. I'm looking at, I don't know, like Fellowship, I'm looking at my heroes list, and unobtained items, I need 5 heroes now to max it out. I can see exactly who they are, and I can get over the wiki and see what I need to do to upgrade their armor. Everything else has it, so that's really good.
Yeah, and I really think that they're going to add that in. They're going to add the mini pet thing in, because the way that they've done such a great job, you know, and everything else. But I just sit here and I will play with this to-do list forever. You know, I just sit there and I'll be like, okay, if I get that one, then I can max out this title or this, you know, point here. And, like, if I get one PvP statue here, I'm just looking through these, I'll get 3 points versus a lot of these other statues. But I'm like, is it really worth it? Because I hate PvP.
You know what? I have my Monument to Honor has 15 of 18 points.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm missing?
Let me see if I can guess. PvP.
I saw that. And I did, like, the Star Wars. No! Because, again, I am a completionist. I want 50 points.
Yep.
There is nothing left in my Monument to Honor but PvP. They are going to make me PvP. And I'm just like, oh, crap. What am I going to do?
It's incredible, though. You know, when the Hall of Monuments first came out, all of this stuff became in high demand. I mean, you know, looking through the armors here, you know, Obsidian armor, you get a point for that, Vabian armor. It's been a long time since people have really gone for Obsidian armor, especially since they've changed a lot of that. But now, once again, I think people, you know, we're going to get this influx again, where people are like, yeah, I never really thought it was a big deal, but man, I got to have that one last point. I got to get that Obsidian armor for that one last point. And I don't know. This is going to be really cool. We're going to have some, I mean, we usually don't have problems getting full groups anyway, because, you know, pretty good guild and everything, but... It's like, you know, pugs are going to have full groups again.
You know, and I guess I kind of sound like I'm really down on the whole situation. And I'm really not. I should clarify that I think this is amazing. And I have had a ball the past 3 days. I've had so much fun.
Yeah.
But there are some snags that I've run into. And PvP, you know, I joke about PvP, but I think it's good to have that in there. It's just, you know, I'm just really bad at it.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you... what you mean.
So, but this is extremely cool, and I cannot express how excited I am that it's bringing all these people back into the game. I have seen some names on the guild roster that I haven't seen in a year. And they're not just, you know, logging in to see what's going on. They're in, and they're participating, and they're active, and they're grouping, and I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. So, a lot of old friends on the old friend list back.
Yeah, we were joking in guild oh my gosh, he got hacked. I think he got hacked. He's logged on. They're like, haha, it is me. But you're real funny.
That's kind of not funny, but yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. All right, it's possible we have an off sense of humor. So, but anyway, so if you want to, 30 points is the maximum. You get all the rewards, and I guess we can talk about the rewards in a minute. But if you want to just get 30 and get the maximum amount of rewards available in Guild Wars 2, there's actually a column on Massively coming out that I wrote. Today's Flameseeker Chronicles is about how to get to 30. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm doing a separate series on how to get to 50.
Cool.
Yeah, for you completionists and vets that are coming back in-game. And we are so, so glad you're back.
So is this guide up to 30, is that like the easiest way to do it?
Pretty much. That's the bare minimum, because there are certain rewards that you will get in Guild Wars 2 for reaching that point level.
Yeah.
And 30 will get you every reward.
Cool.
And getting to 30 is really not that hard.
I'm not even close.
Well, it can be a little overwhelming if you're looking going, ugh, I have 5 points, what do I do?
Well, so. What's funny, too, is we were talking about this before we started recording, is I have, several storage tabs on each account of mini pets that I just never dedicated. Mm-hmm. Because I was, for some reason I'm saving them, and, like you said, yeah, you're saving that mini devourer, but I have like 10 mini devourers that I'm saving, and I don't know why, you know what I mean? It's just crazy. So I need to go through and dedicate a lot of those, and I'd probably get my points way, way up there just from, I'd probably actually max out the dedication one, I don't know. But yeah, it's things like that. Even if there are things that you've been holding on to, maybe you have in storage that you didn't, really pay attention to, and now you can look at this and go, oh, if I just dedicate that, I'll get some extra points. Mm-hmm. And it's all about the points, right?
At this point, it really is. But I think it's fun to have such a big goal again. Mm-hmm. I remember this insane burst of activity when War and Crytis started. Now the rewards that you can get are all over the map, and I think it's so much better. Like you said, originally, it was just going to be maybe you can use these weapons in Guild Wars 2. And I think they took this so much farther and did such a better job with it.
Yeah, I agree. And it's the whole like karma thing they were talking about before. Mm-hmm. Getting karma points. This is kind of the same thing, with dedication points and achievement points and things like that. Achievements are always huge. Everybody loves achievements, and this is just a great way of doing it. I mean, I've said that 40 times already, but I really can't say it enough. I mean, I'm really excited. I'm already trying to plan out what night I could possibly play Guild Wars again. Regularly on my main account, and
Thursday.
I have like, actually, I'm thinking about that. Thursday actually might work. Where are you guys at?
We're gonna do Dragon's Lair this week.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so we're about halfway through.
Nice.
I have to talk some people through Ascension at the beginning, but mm-hmm. other than that, we're
well. How do you do with groups and everything? Do you have to get? I mean, do you have way more than you need, or you have multiple
groups?
Yeah,
we divide up into two or three groups.
Okay. Cool.
And it's a little bit difficult just because of the way guilds are linked account-wide. And we have a lot of people that are in their own guilds and they're happy there. But they still want to join and play with us on Thursday nights on alts. So we go to the Japanese districts and we use local chat to communicate.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Just because the Japanese districts are usually pretty quiet, every once in a while you'll see somebody with like an Asian guild tag.
Yeah.
And they're running through the outpost going, why are there so many people here? What is going on?
And of course we're talking about the Massively group, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Massively guild. We meet at Thursday night, Eastern time, 9 p.m. That was garbled. And we go and we run a couple of missions together.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun, but we've gone through the desert the past 2 weeks, and now we're going to ascend and go try to kidnap Glint's baby. Should
nice.
Be a good time.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, so we're doing that, and it's just, I'm anxious to get us through Prophecies and into Eye of the North and start, advancing there.
Oh, yeah. That's where it gets really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, cool. Cool. Yeah, I might actually join you guys. See what I'm doing this Thursday and try to do that. But
people would really dig that.
Would there be, like, fanfare and, like, red carpets? And
there will be fanboys and fangirls. Will that help?
Well, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people.
I know. I should probably tell you this more. I always forget, but when I log onto that account, a lot of times I'll get whispers and they're like, hey, you and Sean really do a great job. And I'm like, oh, thanks, I'll tell Sean. And then I forget. So, sorry.
Forget is in quotes.
Yes, forget.
Forget.
No, I really do. I really do mean to tell you, but it's usually late and I'm tired and I forget things.
Yeah.
So people think you're awesome.
Yay.
Yay, woo. They would really like to see you. You guys need to email Sean. Tell him to come play with us.
Yeah, I should. I really should. I say that now, but...
And now you're like, oh, thanks. Now you've got people to nag the crap out of me. That's awesome. Appreciate that.
No, it's cool.
So, but anyway, we got totally off track, but we were talking about these rewards. There is armor, there are weapons, mini pets, like just cute little mini pets, like Guild Wars 1 that follow you around, and actual ranger companions, too, animal companions. The variety is insane. I never expected this. So, I love it. I love it. I love it. So that's kind of an overview of what they've got. It's just above and beyond anything I expected.
Yeah, I think it's a great alternative. I mean, personally, when you think of the way that they originally said that they were going to do it with weapons, it's like, yeah, that'd be great, but you're going to have a weapon that's 250 years old? I mean, I wouldn't want to use it. You know, I'd want to have it hanging. Like, it would be cool to have it hanging up somewhere, but then that's a Hall of Monuments again. You know what I mean? It's like just kind of carrying it over to be another Hall of Monuments. And I think maybe they thought of that, plus they thought of the, I don't know, I'm sure there are a lot of technicalities there that didn't quite work out, so they probably thought, hey, let's just do points and, you know, kind of transfer it over to the, you know, to the new game. So I think it's a great system. I really think it's going to be popular. I think it's going to get people back into Guild Wars 1 and Guild Wars 2 at the same time, you know, once 2 comes out. And it just shows, again, a lot of people are concerned that Guild Wars 1 won't be supported still. I mean, this proves it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it is. And you know what's interesting? This is our first real offline link to the game. You know, we're going to have a lot of that in Guild Wars 2. But this updates, this calculator is just web-based, and it updates almost in real time. As you log out and log back in, your account is updated.
Yeah, you were testing that, weren't you?
Yeah, because I couldn't figure out. That was my first thing. I was like, all right, but how long does this take? You know, I dedicate a mini. Does it like take, is it like a 24-hour update or what? So I'm like sitting there in game and I'm not logging out. I'm sitting there in game going, all right, it's been like 10 minutes. This thing takes too long. And finally someone in guild chat was like, okay, I logged out and I logged back in and now it updated.
Yeah. I saw a tweet, I think it was from Regina. She was responding to someone and said, yeah, log out and log back in, it'll be right away.
I'm sure I'm not the only one sitting in game going, this sucks.
Yeah.
It takes forever. So, yeah, if that's something, don't learn that the hard way like I did and then feel dumb. Just log out, log back in, and it's all good. Now, what's funny about that is that once we figured that out in Guild, because seriously, there were like 20 of us playing with this at the same time. And everybody's popping offline and offline like crazy. They dedicate like one thing and then log out to get it updated and go dedicate another thing. Yeah, we were all doing it. The roster was insane.
How to keep Guild Wars players busy.
Yeah. Turn this card over. So now, the other thing that was cool, there's like a glut of dedicated mini pets. And I guess this isn't really necessarily a bad thing. I'm a mini pet fanatic. Minis and armor are like my big fun thing in Guild Wars. Mm-hmm. So I long ago got all the minis that I really wanted and cared about. So at this point, you know, I was like, all right, I got to have my 8 points. I need like 20 whites. I don't even care what they are. So, you know, and like I said, we're trading back and forth and we're passing things around in Guild. So at the end, I think I had 14 or 15 dedicated minis that I knew I'd never really use. I use most of the ones I have. So I told all three of my kids have Guild Wars accounts. And I told them, log on. I have something for you guys. They're dedicated. You can't use them in your hall, but do you guys want some minis just to run around behind you? I passed them all to one of my kids, and I said, you three, divide them up between yourselves. For an hour, they sat on their computers negotiating and trading who was going to get what.
Negotiating, is that a fancy word for fighting?
They did not fight.
Wow.
I was like super proud of them. I was going, all right, look, there is the number of pets I have given you is divisible by 3. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And they, but seriously, this was like an hour's worth of entertainment for those kids.
That's cool. I'll
and they were, that. Yeah, they were, give them to the girls if you don't want them, because I was out of storage space anyway. But they had a ball just figuring out who was going to get what, and they were so happy.
That's cool.
So if you have extra minis that you don't want, find a kid, give it to them.
Yeah, it works better than a babysitter, huh?
It did for that hour. Man, I did not hear a peep out of those kids because I kept going in there. I was like, did they kill each other? You know how when your kids get really quiet and they're in yeah. another room and you're like, so I'm going to smell smoke any minute.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went in there and they're all like just sitting very quietly talking in normal tones of voices. Like, okay, well, why don't you take those two and I'll take this one. And no, you can have that one. And I'm like, who are these children? So that was, I mean, that was like a really cool little bonus. Yeah. That was fun.
Cool. Well, awesome. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to, you know, maxing out my Hall of Monuments and of course, you know, talking more about it and hopefully, like you said, hopefully they update that mini pet part and just, you know, kind of explain a little bit. I know usually when they reveal big things like this, there are a lot of questions in the forums and then they'll have a Q&A, you know, next week on their blog. So hopefully they'll have a little bit of Q&A and answer some of these questions for us. But if you guys have questions, you know, send them along in emails or on the comments on the show notes for today, because we want to know what you think about all this. You know, of course, there are pros and cons, like we talked about. The cons are the fact that, you know, you can't really go with a theme and some other things we mentioned. But I don't know, my own personal opinion, I think it's just an amazing system, and I think it's going to do so well for both games. But just let us know. Let us know what you think. We always encourage you, you know, the listeners to kind of feedback for us and let us know, you know, what you think about our topics that we talk about. And speaking of which, we want to go ahead and read a bunch more emails that we didn't get to last time because there were quite a few. And some of these, they still relate to the last topic we had. We were talking about the in-game store and everything. So, transmutation stones, in-game store, all that. Let's talk a little bit about that. I want to read this email. This is from 5 days ago, and this is from Tommy. And it says, "Hello, Ruby and Sean. Why are people so upset because Anet might be trying to make some money off their game? Simple, because people don't have any understanding of the right of choice in a free market. If they don't like having the ability to choose whether or not they are going to spend $15 on something, then they need to go back to their 1999 looking World of Warcraft and pay a monthly fee without any of the awesome sauce GW2 is covered in. Seriously though, people just want to find something wrong with this game. The info that has been released has been so positive the haters have nothing to do. They should climb back into their subscription-based holes shortly while the rest of us enjoy what is looking to be the best MMO in the last several years, which is pretty much all of them. Love the show, Tommy." Okay, there you go. There's an opinion there. I think this is always a big thing. You know, the free-to-play, quote-unquote, from Guild Wars versus subscription versus microtransaction, item shops, and you know, Guild Wars kind of invented the way they do things, and I don't know, a lot of people haven't really run with that. A few games have, but it's just worked really well for ArenaNet.
It has.
What I think is funny though is talking about the haters, and I noticed this too actually, and that's why I want to mention this. I get every time there's a comment on our Guild Wars 2 Ranger video or Warrior video, anything we have on YouTube, on our massively YouTube account, I'll get an email every time we get a comment. And the comments are funny because they're always like, "Did you see the way she was holding that bow in 3 minutes and 18 seconds in? Like, that's ridiculous. It's stupid. This game's going to suck. World of Warcraft forever." And I see that stuff and I just laugh because it's like, seriously? Like, you can't, there's nothing else you can find wrong with it and you're going to make fun of that. You know, it's like, so I think this is a valid point here that Tommy makes, that, you know, the haters, and there are haters for everything, but there are haters who just want to find anything wrong with something that so many people love. You know what I mean? They just, they set themselves, you know, they set that goal to make sure they can find anything wrong with something that so many people are reacting so positively to. And that's what Guild Wars is in, at this time. You know, it's kind of the new thing that everyone's looking forward to. Star Wars, I feel bad for him because everybody was really looking forward to that. And then people start picking it apart, you know, and I just hope people don't do that too much to Guild Wars 2. But
yeah, that's kind of hard to see. I mean, as far as Star Wars, because I think Star Wars The Old Republic still has huge potential.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to see people ripping on it.
Yeah.
So, but I'm like you. I hope it doesn't happen with Guild Wars 2. I'm sitting here. I'm actually, like, logging into our Massively account going, where are these comments?
Oh, it's on the Massively, on the Guild Wars 2 videos that we post on Massively.
Yeah, I'm checking.
Yeah, so there's tons and tons of comments on there.
Morbid curiosity on my part.
Okay, so this next email, this is from Frog A Pear, I think is how you pronounce that. Anyway, hello Sean and Ruby, just a quick mail concerning the transmutation stones. In my opinion, the transmutation stones are a great thing, and this is why. First, knowing how hard the armor and cloth designers are working at ArenaNet, I'm pretty sure they would not create and put on the game a piece of cloth that is not visually appealing to them. Therefore, I see the transmutation stones not as a tool to make your outfit look better, but to make it be the way you like it. Second, I totally understand people who are mad at the fact that transmutation might only be obtainable from the in-game store, since I myself do not have the money to spend on the in-game store because I am already saving for Guild Wars 2, and that every cent I have is used on paying the bills. But my point is, Guild Wars 2 being already a no-monthly-fee game, ArenaNet staff needs to get paid, and buying the game itself is probably not going to be sufficient enough to pay everything. That's absolutely correct. They need to have an in-game store. At least they do try to not put items that would give players who pay stuff in the in-game store have an advantage over other players like they do in some other games. Also, there is always the possibility that you'll find an item with better stats than the one you just transmuted by further playing the game. Last, in the 19th episode, you guys said that people were saying that a transmutation stone could cost $10 and be gone. In my opinion, how it will work will be that they are going to sell them in stacks of 20 or 50, and that each stone can transmute one piece of armor. Isn't that what you kind of said the same thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of voting for 5, but yeah. That's I can't see them selling them individually.
Yeah. It goes on, it says, that way you can combine more than one set with a stack, and the stacks will probably not be $10, more like $5, I'd say. I know ArenaNet is not stupid, and I doubt they will put something in their in-game store that people wouldn't buy because it's overpriced or worthless. Yeah, I mean, I agree on all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, like I said, I can't see them selling them one at a time. I don't think it will be a bad value for your money in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really don't think so either. But again, we don't know. We haven't seen it. We're being fanboys and girls by just giving them the benefit of the doubt, but that's what we do, right?
Yes, and we love it. the transmutation stone debate has gone on for so long, and I'm not saying that you're beating a dead horse by emailing about it. It's just that I feel like I've ranted so much, I'm kind of shy of saying too much more.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean, yeah. But, I mean, we're getting this information every week or two, three, you know, small little tidbits here, and then the big stuff, you know, about every month.
Yeah.
And we have a lot to talk about in the show, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to run out of material.
Okay, so this next email, this is funny. So they're trying to... they wrote two different versions of the email, and the first version is all typos and like really really badly written.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, but and they call that Sean's version. So I'm not gonna read that one.
because
he says it will drive me crazy. Yeah, it will.
It was so, kind of awesome.
So let's read Ruby's version. Dear Ruby, again best for last.
Hey.
I would just like to say I love the podcast and have been watching since the 26th episode of the original. I moved to the middle of nowhere on the day after Sean released the episode where he was going to make the secondary Guild Wars podcast that would require a subscription fee. Oh, yeah. Good times.
I remember that. Oh, man, I forgot about that.
Yeah, let me just explain that real quick. A long time ago, I had the idea. Actually, I heard this on another podcast. This other podcast I listened to made a second podcast, like a kind of a backstage VIP version of their podcast, and then they charged like $5 a month for it. And they weren't taking away from the one that was free already, but they were saying, here's extra content, you pay $5 a month, you get this extra stuff. And I was going to do that. I was thinking that'd be a cool idea, but oh my God. Everybody was like, you are out of your mind. I'm not even listening to your show anymore. Bye forever. And then I had to release an addendum and be like, whoa, okay, never mind. Like I just thought maybe I could, try to pay for my hosting or something. Something crazy like that, but I guess not.
You're so greedy.
I know. Actually, I had a lot of really great people who donated money to the show and just paid for all that stuff anyway. So I have nothing to complain about. But the thing I wanted to kind of make it as my, I knew I had like thousands and thousands of listeners, and I figured I want to make a living doing this. And I actually ended up doing it. Ironically enough, yeah, I ended up doing it, but I just had to go through a different route rather than trying to get the listeners to pay me a couple dollars. But I don't know. I think it worked out, and I will never ever try that again.
I forgot about that until just now.
Yeah, I try to forget about it.
Oh.
Anyway, it goes on. It says, about a year I was without any internet. When I finally got internet at my house, I was sadly startled by the 96th episode. For the whole day, I was on my necromancer committing suicide about 100 times. One hit point BIP for the win. I am currently listening to the 16th episode of the current podcast. Now for my question. What biography question are you most excited about? Mine is the Asurin question on what your first successful experiment was. A Guildcast fan, Lich Lord Uruku. Yeah, Uruku. P.S. I hope Sean's version drove him crazy. No, it didn't. I'm perfectly fine.
I loved it. Because you know what? You got to give him credit. That looks like he's obviously very, very articulate.
Yeah.
That is some work.
Yeah,
put into that bad one.
It's ironic that it's so much work because we seriously do get emails like that.
Yeah.
But so what do you think about this, the question that he asked?
The biography question? Yeah. That was an easy one for me, and I guess it's kind of a boring one, but the background question. Where are you from?
Okay.
If you're from street person, commoner, or noble, the possibilities inherent in those different backgrounds excite me.
I'm actually really excited to see these myself. The character creation, biography questions. Of course, that's what he's talking about. When you create your character in Guild Wars 2, they ask you questions and say this is how you, kind of mold your character like that. So,
it's okay. Just, yeah, there are so many, there are just so many possibilities. And the ones that we've seen in the demo were for humans. And it was like, what's your greatest regret? Where are you from? What god do you favor? All of that. And I just, the background question seems to open up the most possibilities for me.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
What about you?
Well, I haven't seen them all yet, but I'll just have to hold off answering that until I see them all. Hopefully at PAX East.
Yay!
Man, that's like 5 months away.
I'm so excited.
That's so far away. But I'm excited because they said that they will be there, right?
Yes, they will be at PAX East.
That's so awesome. Okay, well, before I start daydreaming.
I know.
Okay, so this next one is from Faladin Windlore. Hey, I can pronounce that. It says, hello, quick question I'd like you to discuss. It's been bugging me since I started with MMOs. Why do we say that we can play different races? Take Guild Wars 2. The only two player characters that could be considered different races would be the Norn and Human. The others are different species, aren't they? With regards, Faladin Windlore. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. The difference between race and species is there, there is a distinction there. And I guess I never thought about that, but yeah, the Norn and the humans could be the only ones really considered that. But I think it just harkens back to the days of, Tolkien and things like that, where, he considered the elves and the humans to be kind of separated you know, at an earlier point. I mean, I could go through the whole lore. I'm not really going to get into, you know, the origins of the different races, but he considered them to be connected. You know, everybody was still connected. I mean, hobbits were connected to humans, you know, way, way back, and so they were just different races. And I think that's where it kind of stemmed from, because everything went from there. You know, World of Warcraft, of course, an orc is... Well, an orc, I guess, can arguably still be... I don't even know that much about
humanoid.
World of Warcraft. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it could be considered the same species as a human because it is humanoid. But I'm not positive about World of Warcraft lore, so I'm not really going to go too far into that. But I do know that they kind of borrowed a lot from the Warhammer universe, which borrowed a lot from Tolkien. So I think down the line, it's all remained as races because everything is still humanoid. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, once you start getting into stuff like, you know, the Char and the Savari, I mean, that is a different species. So I think it would kind of be different for them to change that wording that we've always used. The same with class, you know. People use class and profession interchangeably. You know, sometimes a game will say, what class do you want to be, and they mean your crafting class, and some will say, what profession do you want to be, and they mean your class. You know what I mean? It's like back and forth. So I think changing that wording, that's kind of a traditional wording that we've used since Tolkien and Warhammer and, you know, Warcraft and all this, that it's just kind of for consistency's sake.
I would say. It's just what we're used to. And actually, now that you say that, I just realized they use, as far as crafting, ArenaNet uses discipline for Guild Wars 2.
Yeah.
They commented that we could choose the tailoring discipline. Mm-hmm. So we do have that third word, since some of them are interchangeable.
Yeah, you know, come to think about it, they are reinventing a lot of these words. I mean, they're trying to get away from quest, mm-hmm. and they're getting away from, you know, they're introducing discipline. So I guess it almost seems like if they're going to do that, they should go ahead and just say species, but...
But, you know, if you go too far down that path, then it just gets confusing and convoluted, because even with just these few lines, we could argue that the Norn are not human at all, and mm-hmm. then you get into all that mess. And
yeah. Yeah, but if you do argue that they are humanoid, then you would have to say race for the Norn and then species for everybody else, and then that would get confusing.
Yeah, it just, you know, after a while, it's a can of worms, but it's kind of a valid question at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a technicality, I think, of, you know, linguistics and in the game.
Yeah, but that's, I think Sean had a good point. There's just a huge history there. And
yeah, yeah. I always have good points.
Sometimes you have good points.
All right, so the next email, it says, hi, I had fun listening to the last show, number 19, and I got a kick out of hearing you read and comment on my mail. By the way, concerning the new hero, I don't think we have a Juggernaut hero yet. Ooh, good point.
Oh, this is from Lissa. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. You asked us for feedback on the microtransactions, so here's mine. As long as the microtransactions do not provide an undue advantage in-game, I have no problem with it. What's undue advantage? Well, there's armor and weapons with superior stats that can be easily found in-game. This includes pay-only access to dungeons or quests that provide said armor and weapons. There's also experience points, boosts, to the point where the XP you would have gotten through 24 hours of free gameplay can be acquired in 1 hour. Okay, this is a figure of speech. I have no idea if other MMOs tried selling such an unbalanced XP acquisition system. Double, or at the most triple XP, gets a nya.
That's kind of... I know what she means. That's kind of a... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. If it's a short-term advantage, I could accept it. By short-term, I mean either a short-duration consumable, like the current XP scrolls, which last about 10 minutes, or a few days effect, like the current weekend events. If it's a permanent advantage, I really, really don't like it, unless we're talking a marginal boost, say 10%. On to new profession guests. I was talking with my husband the other day about professions and races, and I got an idea about a profession that I think would be nice to have in Guild Wars 2, a thief/spy. What do you guys think? It'd have to be an adventurer class, of course. Spies and thieves are no scholars. Looking forward to listening to the next episode, Flower Lissa.
I could get on board with a thief spy, a little rogue sneaking around.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that too, with the rogue kind of adapting from the assassin. Mm-hmm. You know, that reminds me. I need to mention this now. Did you see the tweet Gilmore's too, they were tweeting about the answers from Colin and who else was it? I believe it was Eric Flanham. I'm not sure exactly, but there was a panel at New York Comic Con, and they were tweeting the questions and answers that they were getting at the panel. Did you see that?
No, I missed it.
Yeah, and one of them, somebody asked, okay, like seriously, what do we have left to expect from from professions? And they answered, they said, well, we have one returning, we have one that will be returning but with a new name, and then we have two new ones, and wait, that's four. How many left do we have?
We have five left.
Five left. Okay, so the last one is a returning one but mixed with something else. So it's returning with new name, returning but mixed with something else, and then two new ones. And so, you know, you think about it, and like somebody actually tweeted me about it, and they were like, yeah, that's there's your Mesmer, Sean, you know, the one returning. And
I hope so.
I'm thinking it's either that or the one that's returning with a new name. I'm not sure. Although Mesmer is a cool name, and you can't change that.
I can.
So, I mean, now the speculation opens up even more. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess we knew this a little bit. We knew that there was going to be another returning one. We knew that there were going to be two new ones. But to confirm that there's a name change on one and a mix, I mean, it really makes us think, ooh, you know, I think the Writ is going to be in there somewhere. I think the Writ is going to be part of the mixed one. That's what I really think.
I think we've already got our mixed Writ in the new Necro.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
If I'm going to say some sort of a mixed class, I can see a combination Mesmer, Rogue, Assassin, whatever you want to call it, just because of the combination of sneakiness and illusion.
Yeah, actually, that's what made me think of it, actually, was, I don't know, what am I talking about? Okay, that's actually, when we were just talking about the Assassin, that's actually what made me think about it, is the Assassin mixing with other ones. So, what is my deal? So that's what I'm talking about.
And then I got drunk.
And then, yeah, no, so, yeah, the Rogue and Assassin, you know, we already have seen the concept art of the, you know, kind of sneaky, two-bladed guy. So, yeah, I really think that would be kind of a Rogue thing with, you know, Assassin mixed in, and, yeah.
I just need the thing fed is all I want. Just feed it, just give it a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Don't give me those poor assassins from Guild Wars 1 because they always look like they're about to pass out. But yeah, I can absolutely... I mean, I'm just thinking of some Mesmer skills that would accompany stealth really well. Mm-hmm. So, mostly panic, and they could run in circles and scream while you snuck by behind boxes.
Well, hopefully they have a good res. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my gosh.
Good self-res. No, I really...
self-res.
I do look forward to it. I actually like playing Rogue. I play a Rogue... well, one of the classes I play in World of Warcraft is a Rogue. And
oh,
then
really?
I play... DDO Rogue, but it's...
I have a DDO Rogue. She's my main.
Yeah, I love the DDO Rogue. DDO Rogue is like the Guild Wars Monk. It's just needed.
Oh, yeah, so, with the whole trap and...
Yeah. So I love the... I love the mechanic ideas of a Rogue, and I'm really excited about, you know, that possibility, definitely.
Absolutely.
I'm with you on that. Okay. So, here's one for us. The title of this, like we were talking last time, you know, we look at these titles, the subject lines. This one says, Max Armors in Guild Wars 1, Faulty Argument.
So this I don't have that one. Okay.
Okay, it says, Dear Ruby and Sean, I just listened to your podcast, and I'm really liking it. Keep up the good work. On to the point, though. There's a lot of interesting arguments for and against, but major one against seems to be that you have max armors with any appearance. That's not true. Sure, you have max armor, but you had to have druids to have the extra energy. You had to get plate mail to get the extra armor against physical, and you had to get scars to get energy for necromancers. Sure, the armor might be max, but the stats weren't the same. So saying you could have any armor with max stats customization isn't true. It was added later on. Forever Hooked Quartz. Yeah, you got us there.
Well, that was before my time, so I'm off the hook.
Back in our day, we didn't have these add-ons that you could just...
We had to We had to walk uphill with our scars both ways.
We had to, yeah, we had to have scar pattern, ugly, ugly scar patterns on our necros.
Well, you know, that goes hand in hand with refund points. And I know people that have, like, four elementalists, one for each element because of things like that.
Yeah.
That have been around for a very long time. So, yeah, that's a very valid argument. Just, and again, I wasn't around for that, but just from what I know, you're absolutely right.
Yep. Back in the day.
I was still playing Sims.
Wait, I said that to annoy you.
I ignored it.
Oh, okay.
Don't make me talk about Glee. I will talk about Glee. Don't push me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I won't ever do it again. Okay, let's read one last email here. And this is from Flipside Parallel. I remember him from in the old days. Back in the
back
day.
In the day.
Hi, guys. Love the new calculator for Hall of Monuments achievements. Finally, there's a way to tell what I should be working on. One thing that irks me so far is needing a PvP title, since I don't play PvP.
Yes! Sorry.
Along with that, shouldn't the gamer title be considered a PvP title? I have to play other people to get the points, don't I? Guess I'll need to find a guild that actually GVGs. Also, have to figure out how to scam a tormented weapon when I dislike the elite areas. Granted, it seems that I have plenty to work on until I'm faced with getting those last few impossibles. You guys need to organize a mini pet swap meet. I've got a handful of undedicated dupes that I'd like to trade. Flipside Parallel. That's a good idea. But I bet it would be a lot of work.
You know, they're going on informally everywhere. Mm-hmm. I got to think about this. I kind of want to do this now. Give me a few days to think about this, and I'll see what I can come up with.
Can you seriously take on another project? I mean...
Shut up.
We have to invent that extra hour in a day, I think.
You're right. I may not do anything fabulous, but I like the idea, and I want to think about it. And I may just say, hey, come to this district on this night and have at it. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, no, I think that would be a great idea, though. Kind of just, you know, we have lots of listeners, and, you know, we're all kind of going towards that same goal of getting points in our Hall of Monuments and, you know, anxiously awaiting Guild Wars 2, so why not get something organized? And yeah, even if you just say, hey, everybody do this day, so then we can get, you know, the listener base together at one time, yeah. Maybe we should talk about that next show.
All right, I'll tell you what, I will record Friday, so I will have a time and place arranged by Friday. How's that?
Yep.
And that's not a big project. It's not too much work for me, so.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. I'll do that. And you know what? I actually want to address the GVG PvP thing, mm-hmm. just because I feel the same way. I mean, you know, you heard me weeping that I have to PvP. There are a couple of ways around that. You don't really have to join a hardcore GVG guild. You can go do random arenas. And, I mean, those aren't too bad. Just keep local off. You can do random arenas. You can get sidechain. Yeah, geez. Close your eyes. Just press one a lot. Make sure you have something in your first skill bar slot if you're going to do that. You know, hit random arena. Join up with some of your guildies and do alliance battles. Those are both... They're both very, very casual, and they're fun, and you don't have to get hardcore meta builds and, you know, be all twitchy to do them.
Yeah.
The Zaishen title, you can work on Zaishen keys and get those. I mean, there are a couple of easier options. I know, because I've been exploring them really hard the past few days.
Gotta get that title.
I can't help it. I need my 50.
Well, awesome. That was the last email we had, and I am, you know, always thankful for these emails. And if you want to send more, of course, send them to Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at guildcast.com, or R-U-B-I, at guildcast.com. I keep forgetting to mention this, but we need more intros. So if you want to hear yourself at the beginning of the show, or, you know, pimp your guild, or tell me how fabulous I am, I mean, you know, any of that stuff, I'm willing to hear.
How fabulous you are, huh?
Yeah. We definitely need more intros. We are bone dry on intros. And I think the next, we usually try to get them when we go to, you know, conventions and stuff. So PAX East, I'm sure we'll get some. But That's a long time away, so.
I know. I ran around. I got, what did I get, 4 at PAX Prime?
Yeah,
I know. I couldn't get more. And you know what? Everybody was so busy, I felt kind of guilty pestering them. So, sorry. But I got 4. I got some. So, and you know what? Actually, I want to back up and mention something because I thought of this like halfway through the emails as far as the Hall of Monuments calculator, and it seems kind of important. All of this stuff that you're doing is account-wide. So if you have like 3 heroes, if you have like 3 upgraded heroes on this character, on character A, and you have 5 other upgraded heroes on character B, your overall calculator gives you credit for all 8 of those heroes. Mm-hmm. And that goes with armor, weapons, everything that you've got in your individual characters' halls. They all combine to count toward that overall total on your calculator.
Which is good, but then it also means that the rewards are account-wide, right?
Yeah, and I'm cool with that. I'm interested to see how that's going to work. Do I get 1 piece of armor and I have to pick who to give it to, or do all my characters have access to that? Mm-hmm. Can I give... And you know what? That little orange tabby cat that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
The thing is identical to my cat. So all of my characters need to have her.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see. And yeah, they'll be account-wide. I just wonder how generous they're going to be with that. But for now, if you're chasing more points, that is account-wide, and that's going to help you in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. I'm glad you remembered to say that, because I actually remember seeing that and thinking, I need to mention that on the show.
I know. I thought so, too. And then I remembered at like the most inconvenient time. I was like, well, wedge it in at the end.
Yeah. That's the best place. Make sure everyone's still listening. That's what. Yeah.
Yes, please. So that's, yeah. You don't have to go, if you've got Fissure Woe and an alt, you don't have to go buy it for your main. You're all good.
All right. So with that said, let's go ahead and wrap this episode up. You can check us out over at our Twitter page, where I usually tweet when the episode comes out. We also have a Facebook page. We have our main page at either, you can go to guildcast.com, or guildcast.wordpress.com. And let's see, I think that's probably about it for this week. So tomorrow they will announce the Mesmer, or no, actually in an hour from now, after I'm done editing, they will announce.
They're waiting.
It. Yeah. But until they announce that Mesmer, we will be waiting anxiously. Actually, it's funny because I know what's going to happen. When they announce that Mesmer, everybody's going to email me and tweet. and we're just going to have to release an episode and just be like, hi, this is episode whatever of Guildcast.
This is episode Mesmer.
This is episode Mesmer of Mesmer. my name is Mesmer, and with me is Mesmer.
And right. It's just going to be you weeping with joy, an hour
yes.
of that.
Yes, that will be the rest of the show. All right, so until then, this is Sean.
I'm Ruby.
And we'll see you then.
We should have both said I'm Mesmer.